Sometimes making art can illuminate parts of ourselves that have gone unexamined, and that's what this next story is about. The creative process forced two people, a local actor and a playwright, to reach beyond themselves and find honesty about the complicated issues of race and history. Here's WBUR Arts reporter Maria Garcia.
This story starts in Canterbury, Connecticut in 1833, way before the Civil War. That's when a black farmer's daughter named Sarah Harris asked a white school teacher to admit her into her all-white school. The teacher, Prudence Crandall, agreed. After Crandall admitted Harris, white families withdrew their children from the school, and Crandall opened it only to black girls.
So the story of this woman who provided schooling to young black women in antebellum America, when it was still a slaveholding country, was pretty amazing to me.
That's Beth Miller, an amateur historian who's been kind of obsessed with Crandall's story since she wrote her college thesis about her. A new play called An Education in Prudence is inspired by Miller's college paper and put on by Boston's Open Theater Project. Crandall School didn't last long. The town of Canterbury passed a law making her school illegal. An angry mob attacked the school, breaking windows and throwing rocks at the women inside, even poisoning the school's well with feces. Today, the schoolhouse is a museum. Crandall is a saint of the Episcopal Church and an official heroine in Connecticut. But history has all but forgotten the black girls who risked their lives to get an education.
The black students become completely invisible. You don't really know anything about them at all. And Prudence became this kind of beleaguered feminine martyr, and oh, wasn't she wonderful for what she did? And I just felt that that take on the history robbed the women of their humanity, of their identity, of their complexity.
At the large Prudence Crandall Museum, there's one room dedicated to the black students.
When we go to the museum, there's this huge sign out front talking about the teacher and what she did, and she opened up a school for Negro girls in 1833.
This is Krista Brown. In the new production, she plays a modern-day black woman named Julia and one of the students from the 1800s.
And Julia's like, what do the girls get? They went through this traumatic experience, threat of violence and everything, where they were just trying to learn. And Julia's like, why are we here? This isn't like a happy place.
Krista Brown, like her character Julia, is black. Julia is also angry. She's angry at racism. She's agitated by the microaggressions she faces, even by well-meaning white people. Meanwhile, Brown, the actress, has gone through life suppressing her feelings, lest she come across as an angry black woman.
It could be anything from like going to the grocery store and making sure that I'm articulate when I talk about, you know, what I'm going to order, or being extra polite, or just really putting that effort in, like, I'm not the stereotype. That's daily.
Brown says playing Julia has been like taking off patches she put on wounds in order to survive. She's allowed herself to tap into anger, to question how much resisting racist stereotypes has shaped her identity.
Though, what I take greater objection to is the risks you would have them soon. For what? For education, mother.
Really, who am I? If I didn't care what society thought, if I didn't have any sort of reference to all of these caricatures of the black woman, who would I be? Like, am I some sort of person cobbled together because I've perhaps subconsciously, like, ingested all of these ideas?
This role that helped Brown explore more of her identity was written by a white man.
I'm certainly the kind of, you know, Jamaica Plain white guy who, if you had told me about this play, you know, its complexity, the fact that it centers on women, that it centers on this group of African-American women today and in the 1830s, I would say that is not a play that I should try to write.
That's Stefan Lanfer, the playwright. He didn't initially think to write a play about the black students at all. Lanfer calls himself a liberal. Yet the first drafts of the play he wrote were all white savior narratives about abolitionists. Like it did for Brown, the creative process allowed Lanfer to explore his identity and his limitations. He realized, no matter his good intentions, he initially struggled to see the story beyond the white characters.
If I'm honest about it, the very first draft of a play was really a play about these heroic white men.
After working with several people, including black actors, a black director, and a black dramaturg, the play shifted focus to the students' history forgot.
I wouldn't say it's me tackling the issues. I hope that it's the work of creating this platform where this whole team can come together and try to grapple with these issues together.
So after scrapping his first drafts about the white guys, Lanfer was like, okay, how do I stretch myself to empathize with a black woman who walks the world differently than I do?
The only path through the division that we're all experiencing in this country is through a level of empathy, through trying to see the world and experiences through other people's eyes.
The creative process illuminated Brown and Lanfer's identity through the lens of our country's complicated history. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Maria Garcia.